Britain's Channel 4 is facing a strong backlash from Princess Diana's family and friends after the TV broadcaster announced it will screen a controversial documentary using private video footage of the princess. The documentary is due to air this Sunday to mark the 20th anniversary of Princess Diana's death and includes intimate conversations of Diana speaking with her voice coach, Peter Settelin, in 1992.
In 1992, Diana was ready to talk.
Ladies and gentlemen,
if you feel strong about a point, make it strongly.
In a candid series of sessions, she recorded her own version of events with her speech coach.
See how far you can go.
We met 13 times when we got married. I was brought up and said that, you know, when you got engaged with someone, you love them.
Now, for the first time, we can hear the story as she told it.
I knew that something profound was coming my way. I should never have played a fan, and I did, and I got very burned.
That's part of the Channel 4 promo for the documentary Diana in her own words, in which she apparently speaks candidly about her upbringing, her sex life with Prince Charles, her troubled marriage and her public life. Diana's brother, the Earl of Spencer and Earl Spencer and her friends, including royal biographer Penny Juno, have pleaded with Channel 4 not to air the documentary. They say it's immoral to use private footage that was never meant to be made public.
I think it is quite obscene that they are showing these, and immoral, frankly. And do her children really want to know how often their parents had sex? Is that anybody's business?
That's royal author Penny Juno, who knew Diana well, speaking on the BBC. Well, Channel 4 is resisting these calls. It argues the footage is an important historical source. Are they right? Ivor Garber is Professor of Journalism at the University of Sussex and former BBC journalist. Ivor, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning.
These private recordings have been screened before, Ivor, in a US documentary. They're readily available on the internet, but they haven't been shown on British television before. Does that mean that the family and friends of Diana have a point when they say it's obscene to air this footage in Britain where her children live, or has technology really taken us beyond that?
Well, my understanding is what they're screening this Sunday is many more tapes than have been available to NBC in the States or online, so there is new material. However, to some extent, that's immaterial. I think that the fact that it's being screened in primetime television on a major terrestrial channel has brought it to public attention in a way that, you know, being available on YouTube or whatever hasn't had the effect. So it has become a much bigger issue, made even bigger by the appearance of the two princes, who I think also appeared on Australian television, talking about their mum. Very frankly, very revealingly last week, and that's given added spice to the issue.
And very lovingly, it must be said. Now, it is 20 years since Diana's death, so you're right, there's a huge focus on this. Channel 4 argues these recordings are an important historical record that deserve to be aired publicly, given the interest in Diana. Does the passage of time alter the ethics in this, in your view?
Well, I think they eventually do. I mean, for example, to go back a bit, there have been a number of plays and films about Queen Victoria allegedly having an affair with the man who looked after her Scottish estates. Now, nobody is saying, well, this is appalling for Victoria's descendants who are great-great-grandchildren will be offended.
No, so but that's a bit different from your own kids, isn't it?
Well, time is an issue. When Diana's descendants are several generations away, I don't think people will be raising the issue. But you're right. I mean, at the moment, we're dealing with real human flesh and blood, who we saw on our screens, as you say, speaking very tenderly about her mum. So there's clearly an issue, but I think there's the public interest issue as well. I mean, the debate in this country on the call-in shows and on social media is very divided. I mean, there's no doubt that she is still she still sells papers and gets people to watch TV. She's big box office still.
Yeah, but does that matter? Does that mean it's open slather? I mean, is the public interest argument actually anything more than just a defence for repeating gossip?
Well, it gets the whole debate, and I'm sure you know, about public interest and what interests the public get. It's very problematic. Mm. The argument in favour of public interest, let me put it, and I'll try and be as neutral as possible, is that we're talking here about the former wife of the next King of England, the grandmother of. So she is still a major public figure, and therefore what she has to say about her relationships with the next King of England is arguably of public interest. I could flip it and tell you why it's just prurience, but there is a reasonable debate about public interest.
Yeah, and this is a debate that's made, as I understand it, in the documentary, the Channel 4 doco, by the Diana's former personal private secretary, Patrick Jeffson. He says he believes the tapes will reignite the debate about the British monarchy, given the very private details that Diana reveals, including her lackluster sex life with Charles and his intention to have Camilla Parker Bowles as his mistress very early on in the marriage.
I don't think many people would say that Charles is the most popular of the royals. And if he decided for his own good reasons that he was not going to, when the Queen dies, Charles decided he was going to skip a generation and hand it over to William, I'm sure the majority of public opinion would probably be quite delighted. But having said that, he is the next heir to the throne. And like it or not, he will be the head of both the Britain and, dare I say, Australia.
You're listening to RM Breakfast. Our guest is Ivor Gubber, Professor of Journalism at the University of Sussex and former BBC journalist. So privacy we've spoken about, and also friends and family talk about the feelings of the princes, Princes William and Harry, who are exceedingly popular in Britain, as you've said. But is there another element of this here? Because according to Rosa Monckton, who was a friend of Diana's, these sessions with the speech coach were also some kind of therapy. She argues that the confessional videos that Diana made as part of this speech coaching amounted to therapy, and that using them is an intrusion and an outrage that betrays Diana's right to privacy. So it's a little beyond just an ordinary privacy argument. It's about, in a sense, opening up someone's therapy sessions. Does that carry any weight?
Frankly, no, because he wasn't a therapist. I mean, I think if he had been, or a priest, or a doctor, yeah, he was a speech therapist. I think it's slightly odd, I have to say, what sort of closeness she had with her speech therapist that she'd talk about these things, because, you know, speech therapy is the rain in Spain stays mainly on the plane. It's a very odd thing to do. I don't necessarily am arguing that she wanted them to be made public, but all I can comment on, it's not any sort of speech therapy that I've ever come across before.
Yeah, I agree with you. It does seem a little bit strange, and I guess that just goes to these elements of Diana that people are airing and milking and discussing. Channel 4 says it will air the doco on Sunday despite the protests from Diana's family and friends. In your view, does that mean pretty much anything goes now in terms of Diana? And some have suggested that the two princes having this profile on their mum and their feelings about their mum, speaking so openly and publicly, really for the first time about their feelings for their mother, may have sort of opened the floodgates on this. What's your view?
Clearly the Channel 4 documentary was produced and commissioned a long time before the princes spoke, so to speak. So yeah. I don't think they can use that argument. But I think in terms of the public opinion, yeah, people will say they've had their say. Why don't we hear what she's got to say? I mean, having said all this, and there is a delicacy and so on and so on and so on. But at the end of the day, the royal family lives and, dare I say, dies by publicity. That's its main function in life. And you've got to take, you know, what goes around comes around. You've got to take the good with the bad.
Yeah, indeed. I suppose that's true. And they've had plenty of good and they've had plenty of bad too. Ivor Gubber, thank you very much for joining us. Ivor Gubber is Professor of Journalism at the University of Sussex and a former BBC journalist.